This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The BJP has declared three more candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Kanhaiya Lal Meena from Dausa and Indu Devi Jatav from Karoli Dholpur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Thanaujam Basant Kumar Singh will be the BJP candidate from Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Earlier today, the party had released its second list of nine candidates for assembly elections in Sikkim. Pema Wangzal Rani Zing is the party candidate from Gangtok, and Aruna Munger will contest from the Namchi Singitang seat. The BJP also announced 14 candidates for assembly by-polls in Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka and West Bengal. The Central Election Committee of the BJP also announced candidates for the by-elections to six assembly seats of Himachal Pradesh. All the six rebel MLAs who recently left the Congress and joined the BJP have been made candidates for the assembly by-elections. They include Sudhir Sharma from Dharamshala, Ravi Thakur from Lahore Spiti, Rajinder Rana from Sujanpur, Indradat Lakhanpal from Badsar, Chaitanya Sharma from Gagret and Devendra Kumar Bhutto from Kutlehar. It is noteworthy that these MLAs were disqualified by the State Assembly Speaker for not being present in the House at the time of passing the budget during the budget session. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and former minister Ramlal Markand raised objection to Ravi Thakur being declared a BJP candidate from Lahore Spiti and hinted at contesting the elections from the Congress. Senior BJP leader Kiran Rijiju today filed his nomination from the Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency. Congress candidate from the constituency, former Chief Minister of the State Nabam Tuki, also filed his nomination from Arunachal West today. In Assam, senior BJP leader Sarbananda Sonowal filed his nomination papers from the Dibrugarh seat today. Several senior leaders of the NDA accompanied him during the filing of nomination. Lakhimpur MP Pradhan Barua also submitted his nomination papers seeking re-election from the seat. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi filed his nomination from the Jorhat Lok Sabha constituency today. The Bharatiya Janata Party today moved the Election Commission over alleged varied responses of the electoral officers on the same nature of the complaints in different states. The party cited action against BJP leader and Union Minister Shobha Karandlaje for her alleged objectionable remarks and said no action was taken in similar kind of comments made by a Tamil Nadu minister. A party delegation comprising senior party leader Shini Vaishnav and BJP leader Vinod Tawade met the commission over the issue in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said Atal Pension Yojana is based on best practice choice architecture to automatically continue the premium payment unless the subscriber opts out. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman said this is a deliberate and beneficial feature which is in the best interest of the subscribers. She was responding to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh's accusation that Atal Pension Yojana is poorly designed and the amount of return is not very attractive. The finance minister claimed that Mr. Ramesh is ignorant of the basic tenets of designing a good pension scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo today and discussed ways to further strengthen bilateral ties in diverse sectors. These include trade, investment, clean technologies, semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, green hydrogen, IT, defence, ports, among others. In a telephone conversation, Prime Minister Modi congratulated his Belgian counterpart on the successful hosting of the first nuclear energy summit in Brussels. Five Chinese nationals and a Pakistani were killed in a suicide attack in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Shangla today. According to a police official, a suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into a convoy that was carrying Chinese engineers who were going to Dasu camp from Islamabad. The provincial police have reached the spot and commenced relief operations. In the U.S., a major portion of Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being struck by a container ship in Baltimore today. The Baltimore City Fire Department officials described the collapse of the bridge as a mass casualty multi-agency incident. And with that, we end this news bulletin.